It's electric. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Overtime 119. Mark Bland, Jeremy Bailey, as well as the arch nemesis. That's the arch nemesis of Travis Cook, as well as one Justin Deming at DimeOfo on Twitter
and Instagram.
Thank you for joining us. The live show just ended, and you are now kicking it with us here on Overtime. We got a few different things that we want to talk about and explain to you guys. I had some questions, some leftover questions from the listeners. So, you ready? Fun ones for you guys. Fun ones. Are you prepared? We are prepared. I'm not hearing anything. There's a lot of nobody talking over there.
I am prepared. Okay. I am at DeyeMofo on Twitter and Instagram, and I am here to save the queue over time, just as I save the queue. You are welcome.
Wow. I'm
Turn
welcome.
Turn up the bass.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I like that. All right. Do you guys like soda better from the can or from the fountain? I'm going to say from the fountain. I'm a fountain guy. Definitely a fountain guy. I like the sweetness. I like the fact that on fountain sodas, it depends on the fountain. So you're always getting kind of a surprise. It's always the general taste, but like, you know, they can turn the sweetness up a little bit more of the syrup. Sometimes it's a little, depends on the water that they use. Like, I like the surprise of a fountain soda. I really do.
I do like a fountain soda. You know what I like better? Not drinking high fructose corn syrup.
Oh, my God. Are you that person? Oh, yeah, the vegan. The vegan. Are you vegan? Yeah, I'm vegan. Just ask me.
I got to go with can. I hate to be the oddball. But
you're going
to
be the can guy. Why the can?
That's it.
Just the pop?
I know that when I hear the it's going to have the exact perfect amount of spikiness that I need in a soda.
The perfect amount of spikiness.
I don't even know the right word. Whatever that harshness
What's
is.
What's your favorite flavor of soda?
Favorite flavor?
Like, what's the go-to, man? I mean, we're old enough at this point. We've drinking so many damn varieties and styles of soda. What is your favorite? Like, okay, two questions. What's your favorite go-to? And then what's the one that is kind of like the nostalgia kickback for you that you remember from when you were a kid?
All right, so I guess I always, I typically go, it depends on what I'm eating. If I'm eating a pizza, I prefer Coca-Cola. If I'm eating a burger.
Not a Pepsi guy, huh?
If I'm eating a burger, I prefer a Pepsi. It's kind of weird. I don't
know. That is kind of weird. I'm definitely a Coke guy when it comes to Coke versus Pepsi. I like Coke. I think it's got a little bit sweeter taste to it. Yeah. I like the, you know, Pepsi, they've never, now Wild Cherry Pepsi versus Cherry Coke. I like a Wild Cherry Pepsi a little bit better than a Cherry
Coke. I could
Coke.
See that. I could definitely see that. Now, and when I'm feeling bad for my wife, who happens to be diabetic like you, I like to find a really good
Thanks.
One.
Thanks. Nobody knew that.
That tastes
Appreciate
good.
That. That's great.
Is Fresca. Zero carbs.
Fresca. Oh, listen to you. Listen to you. What about you? Go ahead.
At DimeOfo? What
mm-hmm.
about me?
Go ahead.
I am a Dr. Pepper.
You're right. A Dr. Pepper.
I'm
hit.
A pepper. You're a pepper. Yeah, yeah.
Now,
I do love the, what is it, the carbonated waters, the different flavors. Trader Joe's has a brand. I'm trying to think. We get a lot of the, I can't think of the brand.
Is it the Jones Company?
Just the carbonated flavored waters that are no calories.
Okay.
I've been more into that, the club soda, flavored club soda
now,
kick for a while.
What's your nostalgia throwback? What's the one from when you were a kid?
I don't know. Too Vest grape soda.
Oh, yeah.
Way too much Vest grape soda.
Now, my
gallons of Vest grape soda.
My go-to, if I ever have a choice, is usually a regular Coca-Cola. I like the sweetness. I like the flavor. I like the taste. Close second would be a Dr. Pepper. But I'm actually, when it goes back, here's the really weird one. When I throw back, I got two throwbacks. Mr. Pibb, not Mr. Pibb Extra. Mr. Pibb, the way it was when I was a kid growing up. I just like the maroon can, you know. Also, I'm kind of a cream soda guy. Like, I like a Vest cream, you know. I like a cream soda. I like the throwback on the cream.
I'm down with that.
Who doesn't like cream? Do you like cream soda?
Yeah.
What about you, Jeremy?
Yeah, of course I like cream. I like all the Vest flavors, actually, now that, well, no, pineapple's not that great. Most of them. I like the orange. I like the grape.
Were any of you juggalos? Did you get into the Faygo?
Do you like the 112 on peaches and cream?
It's okay. I don't think it's that great of a song.
So, any Faygo, you went to Moon Mist or
maybe Moon Mist, yeah.
Or
what? Okay, we're talking about sodas here. What is your guys' opinions on the store brands, like Schnucks' version of it, or Save-A-Lot's version, or the Sam's Club, Sam's Choice version? When you get to those Vess-esque sodas, but they're not Vess, you know what I'm saying? They're like the personal. Like, I know that it's really hit and miss. The Aldi's ones always suck. I don't mind the Walmart ones, which is the Sam's Choice and all that. They're okay. The one that I really like the most, though, the one that always catches me, and I really just enjoy the taste, is the ones at Shop and Save. Huh. Shop and Save's Dr. Chills and all that stuff.
I used to actually have a collection of fake Mountain Dew.
Really?
Like I would go, because as I would travel, every grocery store chain has their own fake version of something. Although one company manufactures a lot of them, at least in the Midwest. But there were different ones, Mountain Holler, Mountain Mist, Mountain, that, you know.
There's always a Mountain other. Something in there.
Yeah.
Mountain Dew.
Often, yeah. Or it'd be something Dew. But I used to have a collection of fake Mountain Dew cans. And then all of a sudden I realized that was stupid. And I got rid of them.
All right. Next question. I think you guys are going to enjoy this one, too. Please name for me three, in your opinion, of the best movies of the 1980s that you feel everyone should see, and three of your best movies from the 1990s that everybody should see. So, Justin, do you want to go first? Jeremy, you want to go first? Who wants to go first on this one?
Sure.
All right, start with the 1980s. Give me three movies from the 1980s that everyone needs to see that is the best, in your opinion.
Wow. Off the top of my head, very suddenly, I would say Conan the Barbarian.
Okay. Not a bad choice. Solid.
I would say UHF.
Ooh, interesting choice there. Interesting choice.
Cult classic, but one of my very favorites.
That's more 90s, though, isn't it?
No. Late 80s.
Was that 1980s?
Twinkie Wiener Sandwich. Yep. It's that's an 80s callback.
Okay.
So what do we have? We have
UHF and Conan the Barbarian.
RoboCop.
Absolutely.
I like RoboCop. You know what's really funny? I was talking about Tony Cabral, yeah. Our movie buddy. I was talking to him the other day at his house, and we were discussing the fact that they are remaking the movie War Games. Okay? RoboCop's one of those movies that they're remaking, and it falls into that category. There's certain movies that just shouldn't be touched. Let me give you my three movies. I would say Back to the Future. I would say Goonies. And I would say the third one, probably Lost Boys. In my opinion, those are the three.
You know what? I left off A Nightmare on Elm Street. That's negligent on my part. But okay, go on.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Good, not a bad one. What about your 380s movies?
I got to go Star Wars.
Okay, that's 70s, though. Which Star Wars?
The one in the 80s.
There's two in the 80s. There's two in the 80s.
Okay, so Strikes Back and watch it. What was the third one?
Return
of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi, yeah.
Oh, God, I feel bad for that one. All right. So that only counts as one, though, right?
No.
Actually, it only counts as two-thirds.
Those are three. Those are three different ones right there.
That's two-thirds of one. All right. So I would have said Back to the Future because that's a great one. So number two. Oh man, this is a great question. I got so many different movies flooding through my head, and you guys have already named off a couple that have been reeling in my head. So I'm gonna have to say, I'm gonna agree with Back to the Future for two.
Okay.
And I'm not absolutely positive it was in the 80s, but it feels like it. Running Man.
Running Man was, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably late 80s, 88, 89.
And it's the same author, but I'm not sure about Total Recall. Was that 80s?
The first one I want to say, that's on the verge, though. That might be very early 90s.
Same author as Running Man.
Okay.
Isaac, or not Isaac Asimov. Oh, my gosh.
No.
Pierce Anthony.
Yeah.
Commando
all right.
Was a good one, though, right?
Yeah, I love Commando. Perfectly realistic.
Now, what about the 1990s, Justin? Hit us with the 1990s.
The '90s. All right.
Whoa.
Let's see. Well, hold on.
You get your chance in a minute, sir. You just need to calm down.
One of my favorite movies of the '90s, completely underrated, Falling Down. With
that is a great movie with Michael
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas. It's the cheeseburger scene. Everybody loves that movie because of the restaurant scene.
It's a commanding performance all the way around.
Well, I mean, he makes a great point. Like, the point is, your stuff looks like this on the board. If you're going to make it look like that. That's what I'm paying for. I think that that's a very, very admirable thing.
You're in the sequel where it's like, you're not really out of this cheese pizza. falling down to star Mark Bland.
If you don't know, a few weeks ago on the show, a few episodes ago, I had a situation with Taco Bell. And the fact that they have the Taco Bells with the Pizza Huts connected to them, Jeremy. And while they have this, I went to them and they told me they were out of pizzas, so they couldn't make them. And it wasn't the fact they were out of pizzas. It was just too late for them to want to put the work in the effort to make the pizza. So I ended up having to buy tacos. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, you have it on your board. It's there for me to buy. And any time that you guys are open, have it ready. Have it the ability for me to buy it. That was my point. Real simple. All right. So falling down.
Boogie Nights.
I think Boogie Nights is a great choice for the 1990s. What else?
Oh, man. I don't...
Anytime there's a little Vietnamese kid running around throwing firecrackers while naked dudes dance to Sister Christian, I'm in. Like, that's all I'm saying.
Good point. I mean, what are you doing later, Mark?
I don't know what I'm doing later on.
I just don't know. I can't really come up with a definitive third one, so I'll just say Predator 2 with Danny Glover.
Go. Predator 2? Oh, my God. No way. No way.
It's funny you said Predator 2 because my first one was actually Terminator 2.
Okay,
I thought that was one of the, you know, not too many times the sequels actually... at least match, but I thought it was even a little bit better than Terminator 1. Otherwise, I would have said Terminator, the original, in the 80s. So I got to say Terminator 2. So I guess
Terminator 2.
Number 2 is a tough one.
The Little Mermaid.
I actually was going... right off the top of my head, I was going Aladdin.
Okay, there you go.
Wow, Aladdin over Lion King?
I went to sleep to that movie consistently between the ages of, I think, 13 and 16.
Sounds pretty boring.
It was great. No, I'm just kidding. Part of your world.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, so number 3. That's a tough one. There was a lot of good movies in the 90s.
Didn't you say Crow?
Yeah, I got to go with The Crow.
You got to go with The Crow. 1990s. Let me see here. If I'm going to go with the 1990s as my options, I think that I'm going to, let's see here. I'm going to start off with Armageddon. I think Armageddon, 1998, great movie, really great soundtrack, very entertaining to watch, beginning to end. Really love that movie. Next movie on my list, 1990 itself, Goodfellas. I'm going with Goodfellas. I think Goodfellas is one of those unique points in cinematic history where you just, like, everything came together. It's, like, really good. Now, my third choice for the 1990s is going to be a little odd. I mean, there's a lot of great movies in the 1990s, and this is not necessarily one that is screaming in many people's minds as a great option. But I'm going to go with Interview with a Vampire. I really liked Interview with a Vampire. I thought Interview with a Vampire had a great feel and style to it, and I think it just tells a really great story. I'm amazed that none of us for the 80s picked Gleam in the Cube. Number one.
By the way, did you read the Anne Rice books?
I did not read the Anne Rice books, and I know that the characters are off as far as age and looks and all that goes.
Yeah, Tom Cruise is not Lestat.
Lestat's supposed to be like a 17-year-old kid.
With blonde hair and tall.
Right. It would have been better to be Leonardo DiCaprio running that position.
How dare they change the movie? Did you like Queen of the Damned? Is that more your...
I didn't care for the movies as much as I liked the books, but I even got a little burnt out on the books. Hmm.
Really? All right.
What was your first choice for the 90s?
First choice for the 90s was Armageddon.
That's your first choice for the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, well, there's no, like, ranking system for them. You just have to pick the three movies that you would like people to take a look at from the 1990s. Like, that could have been number 3 on the list. Number one could have been Interview with a Vampire. Like,
that gave us that Aerosmith song.
Why are you such an Aerosmith hater, man? Yeah. Seriously.
No, I don't know. You're right. I should back off. They're Boston Strong.
Yeah, they're Boston Strong, baby.
Hey, how about great television events? from the 90s.
Great television events from the 1990s. The only one that I really remember being a big deal in the 1990s, and I'm being dead serious, was Rachel and Ross kissing for the first time on Friends. Like, that's the only, that and the final episode of Cheers. Those are the only two that really, and I don't, Cheers was in the 90s, that's right.
Well, I to me, I was just thinking about the whole O.J. Simpson trial. Like, if you tried to explain that now, the context of that to someone who didn't live through it,
oh, you're
it would
talking
just make
about
no sense.
You're talking about like just monumental moments in history.
Well, and but that played out through television, and just the way that they were in the courtroom, it was everyday coverage of inside the courtroom live. I mean, nothing like that has happened since, I think, for all the trouble there was with it. But that was crazy. That was crazy.
That was a crazy situation.
Anyone who didn't live through it could never really understand how
important that was. The riots.
Yeah.
The riots from the Rodney King beating. The riots really caught my attention. Like, that was a big deal a lot of people don't realize.
Were those the last kind of race riots in our country?
I think there was some rioting after the OJ situation. You know, but for the most part, there was a contingent of people that were against O.J. Everyone knew he did it.
I don't remember
the
riots.
The dude wrote a book like 5 years ago called O.J. Simpson, What If I Did It?
And then
how I would have did it. And then detailed out exactly how it would have went down, which is probably exactly how it went down.
Also, remember when Michael Jackson had that world music video premiere and then we just all watched Michael Jackson
black and white?
Beat the heck out of a car for 10 minutes.
Oh, dude, yeah. Black and white. Oh, yeah. Something like that.
And then
Macaulay Culkin was in it, too.
And like, then he had to apologize to America for beating up a car for 10 minutes because violence. What happened? What happened, America?
We don't know what happened. That's the problem.
Why did we all believe it was possible for Michael Jackson to be tough?
Like, yeah, that's a great question. This dude throws on like a leather jacket.
Beat
with
it. Come on. I thought he was a real gangbanger.
Like, well, no. Was it Beat It? No. You're talking about Black.
No, I'm talking about Beat It, where it was two gangs and he was the tough guy in the middle splitting them apart.
Wait, who's the one where he goes against Wesley Snipes? That's the one from not Black or White. That's the other big famous Michael Jackson song, the second one.
Hey. Black or White?
No, from the next album. Like, oh my God, this is going to kill me now.
Was Being John,
bad.
Being John
Who's
Malkovich.
Bad?
Being John Malkovich. That was a 90s movie,
That
right?
was a 90s movie. I wasn't a big fan of that, man. Where do you stand on John Malkovich? I'm not a big John Malkovich guy. I'm not against him. I think he's a decent actor, and I think he's put in some really talented roles. But I'm just not, like, when I hear John Malkovich is in a movie, I don't go screaming to the theater to try to check it out.
I'm not particularly familiar with his body of work, but that was just such an outsider, bizarre movie.
Pi, Memento, those movies were bizarre. Are an outsider to me too.
Yeah.
Just weird movies.
You know, Fear and Loathing.
Fear and Loathing.
You know, I never got into that one.
I was never big into that one either, man. That's another one of those weird ones. The Crow, I get on board with The Crow.
Oh yeah.
Braveheart, not so much.
Brandon Lee.
I wasn't a Braveheart guy. You know, Independence Day was cool. I liked Forrest Gump was great. Forrest Gump, I actually might switch out. I might actually take Armageddon back and put Forrest Gump as that movie.
I would call that a good move.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Forrest Gump because Forrest Gump was a really, really good movie. Hey. Great soundtrack and very, just the little double entendres of he's got the smiley face from the dirt on his shirt, you know, when he's running and that's how he invented the smiley face. The guy wanted him to invest in this fruit company. It was Apple. Like, you know, those are some unique little plays on words.
Cute. And it's clever.
Yeah, it's really cute and clever.
Have you seen The New Evil Dead yet?
Just I have not completely. Seen The New Evil Dead. We
Go
talked
it.
About it.
Go see it. If you're within the sound of my beautiful voice,
it is a
Go
beautiful
see
voice.
Evil Dead. Thank you. Turn up the bass.
Maybe we should BitTorrent it. Should we steal it? BitTorrent it?
No. But eventually, when it comes out on Blu-ray, you will be able to go to thebottomofthequeuenow.com, go on Amazon, try to link it up, buy it, get a little back to the show, right? Right.
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 Jeremy, real quick question for you. Did you get into the, if you noticed when we started off the overtime, we did the electric slide. Were you big into the dance craze, ABC, Playground, Aisha, all that stuff? Did you ever get into like the Hammer Pants and all that, the early 90s?
No, but when I was younger, before, like pre-10, I do remember going to the skating rink and having breakdancing battles and whatnot at the skating rink. Matter of fact, up at Aloha, I'm sure you remember that place.
Oh, yeah, definitely Aloha, man.
So I remember that. I remember trying to dance a little bit, but, I didn't have time. Everything got so choreographed and turned into line dancing. It was just so strange.
It did. It was strange.
They have a recovery program for that. It's a two-step program. This is something new.
The cast was all right, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be time for us to get out of here on the overtime. We want to thank you guys for listening. Check out theqnow.com. I'm Mark Bland. That was Jeremy Bailey over there. That was Justin Deming at Dimofo on Twitter.
And Instagram. And I just want to say my thought of the day. I'm really thankful that George W. Bush isn't still president, or those Boston bombings would already be the pretense for invading Iran.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for us here on The Cube. We'll see you guys next time on The Overtime. One out this time. Right foot, let's stomp. Left foot, let's stomp. Cha-cha, real smooth. Turn it out.